y'all. Watch your crap down.
Cool down.
Right now, 9 o'clock. Just to try it out one week and maybe, you know. Scott who? Okay. Yeah.
Hello?
Let me speak to Jay.
Who is this?
This is Larry Hoover.
Hello, Chief.
Hey, Jay. What's happening, man?
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. Still fighting this frame.
Uh-huh. How everything going?
Oh, it's rough on a black man.
Huh. Yeah, I've been hearing a lot of different things, but no, ain't nothing like hearing it straight out the horse's mouth, you know?
Well, the truth is, niggas in the streets got to get together all over the nation. I thought we got to get together in Chicago, we got to get together in L.A., we got to get together in Houston, we got to get together in New York, we got to get together in Detroit. Niggas got to get together all over this nation. I'm talking about not the regular people in the street. I'm talking about street niggas. I'm talking about niggas that call themselves gangsters. Real gangsters go to the polls.
Well, you know, we the one make the difference, too.
Exactly. That's what's going to make the difference. You know, that's that sleeping giant. That's that 40% apathetic vote within our black community.
Uh-huh.
That's who we need to arise. That's who we need to awaken. And see, they scared of me because I'm trying to wake that sleeping giant.
Uh-huh.
See, these young brothers, they pay attention to what I say because I'm one of them. You know, I've been where they've been. You know, I come from where they come from.
Uh-huh.
I'm where they're going to if they don't watch out what they're doing. So.
Calling you on the air, go ahead. Hello? Hello? With Marvin Jackson. What's your comment? Hello? Hello? What is this number? The call queue dropping. He's dropping. Thank you.
himself. They look like they know me. They drove away, but he didn't stay. He jumped in the cab and he paid his tab. But guess who he saw when he hit the block? It was the same cop car, the same two cops. They jumped out quick. They pulled the gun. They said, don't try to fight and don't try to run. Cooperate and we will be your friend. Non-cooperation will be your end. He jumped in the car and while they rode, they ran down the list of things he owed. They said, you owe us some money. You owe us some product. Cause you could be right in the river tied up. He thought for a second and he said, what is this? You want me to pay you to stay in business? They said, that's right, or you go to prison. Cause nobody out there is really gonna listen to a hood. So he said, good, I'll pay you off for the whole neighborhood. Because cocaine business controls America. Gun job business controls America. KRS-One comes to solve some hysteria. Illegal business controls America.
Syrup, promethazine, and then you get down south.
Mississippi on some scissor, bro. They got the Cholesterol with the codeine in it, and they are sipping on it for real. And people are getting paid off prescription medications. In America, it is, okay, it's a trip. You want to get high, you can get high. Okay? They're selling Vicodins on the street, Lortabs from Narcos, all kinds of prescription medication is selling on the street. It's kind of, it's like, what? They take the medication from the attention deficit kids, the ADHD, take their medication, and they're even using that on the street. Adderall, Xanax, man, Cataprep. I mean, anything that they can get high with, they are getting high on the streets on prescription medication. And it's got to be one of the newest, biggest rackets in the nation. They're doing crash and grabs on pharmacies to get the medication. Hey, you can't get Viagra, but you need some. Hey, you can buy that too. Can't get Cialis, but you want some. So you can boom shakatani all weekend. You can bump like a demon. I would say you'll be free until the day, until the dawn. You can boom boom all weekend long off the Cialis 20. Was the 36 hours. But the key is, you know, it's got to be like on an empty stomach. You can't be sitting up there. You can't be sitting up there like the Fat Boys, eating like a dog, and then you take one and you think you're going to be, you know, a 10 shot. It don't work like that. The less food, the more water you drink with it, the better the results, you know. Now, I don't see no reason for no young man to play with that, because it really ain't nothing to play with. But, you know, if you are a regular guy out here, you know, regularly active like I was, you know, from the age of really, like 17, all the way to a good, you know, 37, down to 40. By the time you get 40, man, you know, you still got your sex drive, but, you know, you got your strength like you used to have. So, you need a little shoo-bop-dee-wop. So you can lay down that milk by milk. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, if you eat right and everything, take care of your body, then that won't be an issue either, you know. So all about, you know, how you're living. Are you living right? You know, are you living right? You eating right? You drinking enough water every day? We got to stay hydrated, you know, because this weather is so crazy. These weather patterns go up and down, so kind of weird, you know. I just broke out a little to the left on that, but I figured we just kick it around today, you know. But everybody knows about the legal business, you know. You can get whatever you want. Like I said, the prescriptions is hot right now. They're real hot. You can get what you want. You know, everybody pushed out. They love the push, you know, the medical marijuana. You can get your paperwork right. You can get on with that, you know. And so, it's just however you want to do it. What's up, babe? Oh, you got that K-pop. Is it cold? What y'all eating up there? Could you quiet through it out? I'm almost done. I'm gonna play the song. I know, yeah. It's Bob Marley. Fantasy, I don't know if I played the whole thing yet by the Ghetto Boys, but it starts out with a message from Larry Hoover, and it's pretty deep because being that this is an election year, you know, the things that he says in the beginning of this hip-hop classic is very deep, you know, because he's basically talking about how, you know, the sleeping giant needs to awaken. And what we mean by that is, you know, the young people in America, you know, not just black, but the young black, white, Hispanic, the young people. Yeah. The young people in this country need to stand up and say, hey, you know, we're going to vote this way because, you know, our vote counts, and we think that, you know, that we're going to inherit this mess and all this always that stupid deficit, $1 trillion in can on. Man, that kind of shit don't make sense to me. I don't care. It doesn't make sense. You know, I mean, what's the purpose of this keep carrying over a national deficit when you could just, if they wanted to, they could just wipe that crap out and start over. I mean, just wipe it out. Who cares? Got the money. Print up enough money. Let's wipe it out and say, forget it. Now, is it different if it's money that we owe to other countries? Now, we owe some other, we owe this money, and you know, we all in what you call it, pocket. So, we might owe the money to China. You know, we might owe it to China or to Japan. They, you know, they're not, we owe them a lot of money, you know, but, you know, if it all is about, is all the stupid stuff that we've done to put us back, you know, then, hey, for not, we need to kick off some loot. And then, you know, this whole thing about, the penny. Man, get that out of here. Don't nobody do that with no pennies. Look, they already said it costs too much to make and manufacture pennies. Pennies are a thing of the past. What the hell? We don't even need them anymore. You know, I mean, nothing ever really comes up like that. So, get rid of these pennies. At least just don't make no more. Don't print no new pennies. And just keep the ones we got in circulation. And that, you know what I'm saying? Because people need to set up there and figure out ways to save money in this country. And we spend a lot of money in this country on bull crap, stuff that we don't even need to be spending money on. In fact, we are throwing money in the damn trash. Just don't know. And I ain't with that. You know what I'm saying? But I'll keep looking at this Ohio players. Talking about I want to be free. I think I'm going to let that roll for a minute. Can you dig the Ohio players? You know, that was back in the day when it was cool to be in a band, when it was cool to learn how to play an instrument. And it was cool, man, to be in a big old band and get out, you know. You know, the people, you know what I'm saying? But we've lost so much creativity out here, you know, because of the digital age. Nobody wants to learn how to play the lead guitar. But no kids are going to learn how to play those drums. They just wish they could sit down and play them, but they don't want to learn. You know, you can get lucky to get a couple kids, you know, that really want to learn how to play an instrument, you know. And if they do, put them on it because they don't realize. I tell my kids all the time, look, you learn how to play that instrument, you won't never be broke. Never. If you can play that instrument, you can get on. Stop. You can get on with a band. You can get on with any band. You can go sit down, you can play with the orchestra. You can sit in on people's, you know, records and do studio, you know, be a studio musician, lounge musician, you know. And the better you are, the more work you'll do. So, you know, if that's your thing, you know, if music is your thing and you need to learn it and master it, learn how to read it, learn how to write it, and then once you learn one instrument, you can parlay, you know what I'm saying, and ride on over to something else. Let's go with this, though. We're going to play it kind of low in the background and see what it's going to do.
One day, child, I won't have to listen to your lies. On that day, I'll be able to make up my own mind. You know, I think I done finally realized. Yes, I have. And now I think I can put you out of my life. I'm gonna be free. Yes, I am. Oh, Lord. I'm gonna be free, child. I'm gonna be free. Oh, oh.
Free.
I'm gonna be free.
But hey, it's a smile, man.
Back when I was going picnic, they doing a picnic thing, man.
to make it. You know what I mean? Pick one. Pick a need and kill them and see what happens. Nothing. Police shoot a black man 20-something times, you know what I mean? He ain't even got a gun, he ain't had no weapon. Hey, cool. Kill him. Go back to work the next day. Don't worry about it. You know? Excuse me, what you call it? The boy down there in Florida, Cinnamon, you know, kept the boy. No problem, man. Go ahead and do what you got to do, you know. We'll get at you, you know. And we can't really even bug out because it's the same way in the hood. Brothers get killed in the hood all the time. Every day, and a lot of times, what people say, I ain't see nothing. I don't know nothing about that. I ain't see what happened. I don't know who did. And so, if it ain't that, old podcast, no snitch rule. If it ain't that, then it's just flat out, you know, people being threatened not to testify, threatened not to say nothing. So there's no justice. So, you know, people just, that's when people really turn around and set up and becomes too desensitized to violence. So I'm also going to try to wait till it's almost towards the end of the show that I'm going to bust this Larry Hoover out. And I was going to try to put some same game on, but I'm going to have to get that for next week because I wasn't able to get the download in. So I'll get on early enough to get this music in there. You know, we're going to always have songs. Yeah, we're going to have music and we're going to have songs to stimulate conversation. And more than likely, these will be, it'll be old school hip hop, you know, hip hop with a message. When Brothers was bringing it for real, you know, Public Enemy, KRS, Cool Moe D, you know. More Righteous Teachers, Brand Nubians, That's a Sonic, you know, Black Watch, you know, Paris, you know what I'm saying? There was a lot of cats that was really kicking some knowledge back in the day. And, you know, they got faded out. But you know, like I always say, knowledge reigns supreme, you know. Get the knowledge, you can get there, you know. You get no knowledge, man, you can forget it. But I'm about to roll this Larry Hoover on out towards the end. I'm going to roll it now so I can have a little bit just to reflect on. This is Larry Hoover and his message to the young black man, 18 and older, that don't even know how to vote.
Hello?
Well, let me speak to Jay.
Yeah.
This is Larry Hoover.
Hold on, Chief.
Stumbled across a memo on his desk stating that...
Hello?
Hey, Jay. What's happening, man?
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. Still fighting this frame.
Uh-huh. How everything going?
Oh, it's rough on a black man.
I've been hearing a lot of different things, but you know, ain't nothing like hearing it straight out the horse's mouth, you know?
Well, the truth is, niggas in the streets got to get together all over the nation. I'm talking, we got to get together in Chicago, we got to get together in L.A., we got to get together in Houston, we got to get together in New York, we got to get together in Detroit. Niggas got to get together all over this nation. I'm talking about not the regular people in the street. I'm talking about street niggas. I'm talking about niggas that call themselves gangsters. Real gangsters go to the polls.
Well, you know, we the one make the difference, too.
Exactly. That's what's going to make the difference. You know, that's that sleeping giant. That's that 40% apathetic vote within our black community.
Uh-huh.
That's who we need to arise. That's who we need to awaken. And see, they scared of me because I'm trying to wake that sleeping giant.
Uh-huh.
See, these young brothers, they pay attention to what I said because I'm one of them. You know, I've been where they've been. You know, I come from where they come from.
Uh-huh.
I'm where they going to if they don't watch out what they're doing. So.
Now picture that, a ghetto boy wanting that life, G. Coming up in a house full of negativity. Everybody drinking, everybody smoking, everybody cussing and fussing like hell. I'm hoping that I can raise up out of this mess. I'm too damn young to be distressed. And no, yes, I went and got what I thought was mine. This the crime, the time, and a motherfucker didn't whine. But fuck that shit, the jail house ain't for me. I got places to go and people to see. Wanna make millions and live to see my grandchildren. That's the motherfucking dream that I'm building. Anybody ain't with that can step the fuck back. It's for one but a poor one, never crap. I used to dream about getting that cash and buy my mama a crib, and I did before she passed. The good life has no equivalent. It ain't a fantasy no more because I'm living it.
Fantasy. They took that song and they redone it. I see they call it the ghetto fantasy because it's like you say, you know, once you want them in, they can't do nothing for you. So, you know, we got to be real careful with these old punk-ass politicians. Because they faking, man. You know, they come out here, they want you to vote for them. And they hoop and holler and carry on and try to, you know, they say this and that and, you know, whatever they're going to say, you know. But what we got to do is start holding their feet to the fire. Man, you said you was going to do this. And we ain't going to pick it. We're going to be right out here in front of your office until you get your ass up and do what you said you was going to do. Because the people deserve better than what they're getting. The people are tired of this bullshit. You know, I don't want no abandoned house next to my house. I don't want no old burnout crib next to mine. Man, tear that down and go ahead and flatten that land out. Let somebody do something with it. Let somebody have that lot or whatever. Don't be sitting up there promoting violence and havens for rapists and stuff. Niggas up in that squat. Man, come on. You know, this whole thing is ignorant, you know what I'm saying? And so, but, you know, I don't know. But, you know, it ain't over to us all, so we always have time. It's good to see the brother's going to work it out. But we're going to work it out, you know, eventually. You know what I'm saying? But we need some brothers like Larry Hoover. We need some of these cats that been dead 10 or 20, you know. They've already done it, and now they're finna come back out here. We need some of them kind of cats to talk to them OGs, to talk to these young Gs, to let them know. I remember how it was to be a young G, but they, you know, when you get caught, you know, or when you get shot all up, you know, and you know, taking your last breath, it ain't so glamorous then, you know. Like you said, it's fun in the beginning, but it's pain in the end. Boy, that's the truth. It started out real fun. Man, it's fun. I mean, you're running around eating good, got money in your pocket, girls, cars, toys. Just do whatever you want to do. It's all crazy. But once they pinch you one time, just when a girl with meat pinch, you know, man, that shit hurt like hell. So, I'm going to pump the rise and shine one last time. And we're going to roll out with that. That was the bomb.
We overcome a wake up call to wake up all, stand up tall, get up and get up, y'all.
Peace out, love, that's it, no more war. Check it.